You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I have a terrible boss. He's mean, he's unfair, and he's always being a jerk to people. Is there anything I can do? Let's get into it.
With you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
And Jed Brewer.
Glenn is my boss, both the new and the old, really.
That may come up here, because we have a question that came in. Jed claims not from him.
Sure, it's not for me.
We believe him. The question came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I have a terrible boss. He's mean, he's unfair, and he's always being a jerk to people. Is there anything I can do? And Glenn, why don't you start us off with the idea. Kind of this idea, this is actually pretty common, people being slightly unhappy in their job, right?
You bet. And I think there's a sense of trying to fix that problem as opposed to finding a way to move on from that problem. There's a tendency of saying, well, you know, I always worked here and I have all my friends here and I kind of have everything set the way I want. And this other guy comes in and upsets the apple cart, makes life hard for me. So there's a tendency to say, let me manage this crisis and get into a crisis level of thinking, rather than really looking at what's the life that I want to have. And for us as Christians, that's looking at a life of what would God want me to have? What sort of life does he want me to live?
It's absolutely right. And Jed, I think we can also look at these, what having some problems at work says about us, doesn't say about us, and how we can feel trapped in those things, right?
It's a great question. The truth is that having problems at work doesn't say anything about you. Most people, the people that research this stuff, report that fewer than half of folks in America feel satisfied with the current job they have today. And certainly having a bad boss is a big part of that for most of those people. And So if you look at your friends, half of your friends feel dissatisfied with the job they have today. You wouldn't turn to Jim, who doesn't like his job, and say, well, that's because you suck. You'd say, well, it's a bad job, and I bet you could find a better job. But the funny thing is, it's often easier to believe those positive things about other people than it is about yourself. But if you look at your buddy Jim, who hates his job because he's a bad boss, say, that's nothing to do with Jim, just the boss is a jerk, but Jim can find a better job, and he can have a better life with a better job and a cooler boss. If that's true for Jim, it's true for you, too. This doesn't say anything about you. It's just, it's a bad turn in the cards, and unfortunately, that happens sometimes.
Absolutely right. Glenn, I'll go back to you. I like this thing that Jed's saying about you can move on and up. I think it goes back to what you're saying about, this guy kind of came in and now everything's bad, man. What can we learn in these situations about taking an active role in our own life and not feeling like, well, I'm just here, so I have to deal with whatever's here?
Well, yeah, I think it's a great question because in a certain way, a boss, particularly a bad boss, will sort of come in and give you an agenda and a set of goals that may not really jibe with the goals that you have in life in terms of balancing work and life stuff and, having a certain amount of achievement at a certain cost. So it's important for you to know that within yourself, or what are your goals, and that your goals may be higher than his in a certain way, and they may be lower or different in another way, and be able to assert yourself in that.
That's absolutely right. We're going to come back with more good stuff on a bad work situation here on The Bridge Loud. Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
My employees love me.
Speaking of people who love being employed by Glenn, we're also here with Jed Brewer.
Yes, yes, I do. I love my employment situation.
Yes, as we call him Dear Boss Man. We are continuing to answer a question that came in to our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I have a terrible boss. He's mean. He's unfair. He's always being a jerk to people. Is there anything I can do? And we looked at the problem a bit in our last segment, kind of dealing with a lot of people deal with this kind of stuff, with the issues that can bring up in ourselves. We're stuck in a bad work situation. And Glenn, let's move on to kind of looking at the solution. What do we want to do about this?
Well, you know, there's an old saying, and it's very true, that the best revenge is living right.
Yeah.
You know, that to translate that into this situation, it's about looking at how do I find a better solution for me, and I'm able to move on to that better solution. That's how I manage this situation. I think we can sometimes get caught up in feeling how unfair a situation is, and then we want to fight the unfairness of that. And we get caught up in fighting all those battles at work, and it can be just negative, negative, negative. And at best, we're only getting back to roughly the place where we started. Whereas having an eye of saying, if this has turned into a sour situation, I need to go ahead and move on and take this as a stepping stone to a better situation, I think we can move from strength to strength in our lives.
Absolutely. And Jed, Glenn points to the unfairness there. I think one of the things that factors into that is the idea of, well, I used to either have a decent work situation or just had to deal with a bad work situation. What you're telling me now is I have to deal with all the stress and anguish that comes with a bad work situation with a bad boss, and then I have to put in all the effort to find a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the one who did anything wrong here. That feels unfair, and to a certain extent it is, but where do we go about kind of getting the fuel to do that?
Well, we've all thought, why should I change? He's the one who sucks. We've all thought that. We've all experienced that. But this is the thing. We want you to have a good life, and the way to have a good life is not to keep fighting a battle you can't win. 99% of the time, the idea of I'm going to stay in this crappy job with the crappy boss, but I'm going to resent it really hard, and that'll show them.
Right.
That doesn't work. That doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
The fuel, Matt, to answer your question directly, the fuel to make this change comes from insisting there is a good life out there for me, and I'm not going to settle for less than that. If we take that approach, then we recognize 99% of the time, the answer to a bad job with a bad boss is to do the work now to find a better job with a better boss. The funny thing about that is, before we've done it, that feels unfair. We want to resent it. It's like, how, you know, and that's not cool and I shouldn't have to. But if you talk to someone on the other side of that, where they've done that work and they found that better job with the better boss, what they would tell you every single time is, oh man, it was worth it. It was so worth it. I can't believe I even wondered about that. You know, if I had to do twice as much work to get into the good situation that I am now, it'd be totally worth it. If it was worth it for them, which it always is, it'll be worth it for you.
Absolutely right. That's back to what Glenn was saying about the living well. A little extra headache now for years of a better situation is absolutely going to be worth it. We're going to come back with some ways to help you do exactly that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Oh,
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I was once locked into Target when I used to work there.
Wow.
They locked me in.
The used to work there is a very important point in that story.
Yeah, I triggered a silent alarm, not knowing it, and the cops broke in, guns drawn. I was laying on the lawn furniture with many, 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 many open containers of food.
Okay.
Nice.
And a boombox.
Sure, sure.
As was the style of the time.
Yes.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I was once accused of attempting to, for my computer job, hack into the Navy from a computer with no internet connection. So,
like,
you know.
The Navy.
Yeah, the Navy.
Writ large.
Yes, just the Navy generally speaking.
That takes a lot of skill.
Well, you know, when you're a master black hat hacker like I am, you really get it done.
Nice.
Yeah, that's, as you may guess, this is a group of people who've had to occasionally, at times, look for a new job.
That's right.
Which is why we're uniquely qualified to answer a question that comes in tonight from the bridgeline at gmail.com that says, I have a terrible boss, he's mean, he's unfair, he's always being a jerk to people. Is there anything I can do? And of course there is. We talked in previous segments about how you need to be looking for something better, you need to push on to something. And we want to give you some ways to do that. We're going to give you some places to get in contact to get started on that. First, we'll start with an organization we work with a lot in our day jobs here in Chicago. It's a great place called St. Leonard's, St. Leonard's House. They have something called the Michael Barlow Center, which focuses on employment, job readiness, and employment placement, particularly for men and women who have criminal records, which being that we're in the greater Chicagoland area is most. But so that's at 2120 West Warren Boulevard. The way that works is every Monday at 3 p.m. they do an informational meeting. You can show up there every Monday. It's not a holiday. If you have questions, you can call 312-226-6270. I'll give you that number again. 312-226-6270 for the Michael Barlow Center at St. Leonard's. Another organization you may have heard of, you may not know they do a lot of job training stuff, is Goodwill. You probably know of kind of the thrift store aspect of that. They actually do a lot of placement not only in their warehouses, but a lot of good job readiness and got job training stuff. They have three locations throughout the Chicagoland area. You can go to goodwillchicago.com or find them at 773-627-5777. Again, that's 773-627-5777, goodwillchicago.com. And we found these resources at cityofchicago.org. If you click on the link for Family and Support Centers, Family and Support Services, you will find a giant spreadsheet of every place the city of Chicago works with that does job readiness, job training, and lots of good stuff to get you moving on to the next thing. You can also call them at 312-743-0300. Again, for City of Chicago Family and Support Services, 312-743-0300. Lots of good places to get you started. If you have a more specific question, you can always email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We can help you out with your specific situation. We'll be back with more on The Bridge Loud. If any of you knew the things I think about,
yeah. sucking deep was hidden down inside.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Model employee.
And Jed Brewer.
You know, that's really true.
Yeah.
That's really true.
Sure. It's not a man who was so ill-equipped to be an employee that he founded his own organization.
That's right. That's right. I don't know how those rumors get started.
Yeah. Right. We're continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I have a terrible boss. He's mean. He's unfair. He's always being a jerk to people. Is there anything I can do? So we've looked at kind of the idea that a lot of people have some job dissatisfaction. The answer to that is to move on, to find something better, to kind of strike out for that better life for yourself. We've given you some phone numbers and email addresses you can contact to get that started. And now we need something extra. We need something different. We need something that maybe if you were reclined on a deck chair in a locked Target, enjoying some of the fine food, you may need a little something extra put on there. You may need some secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
And Glenn, obviously you've worked for years with a lot of guys coming out of jail, coming out of gangs, where one of the main things is you need to get a stable, positive employment situation. So what do you tell folks who are coming into that?
Well, a number of jobs that you get can end up being sort of a high-pressure kind of situation where the boss has put forth certain goals, sales goals, whatever have you. And sometimes those are a little unrealistic, and sometimes they're a little almost abusive.
We're selling 1,000 cars today!
That's right. And I think it's important to know how to stand your ground within that while giving your best effort and all of that. But I think it's about, as our friends in the 12-step program will talk about, facing life on life's terms, or recognize that there's only so much that we can do, and we're going to give it our best every day, not just when it's a sales push or when the boss says whatever. And to tell the boss, I'm going to give you my best, you know, to recognize, you know, for us as Christians, we would say, you know, God's been there for me, and he's called me to be the best employee that I can be and give this my all every day. And that's what I do, and I feel like I owe that to you as my employer. But it's going to be what it's going to be, and I need you to recognize I don't need the pressure in order to achieve what I'm achieving.
Absolutely right, and Jed, maybe you can button for us on that idea of doing it for you, going out there to be a good employee, to have a good job situation, because the things that's going to bring you.
Absolutely right, absolutely right. I think it's about, in a healthy way, saying, I want a good life for me. Part of the path to that is choosing to be a good employee, but in a reasonable way, giving it my best shot. It's actually a prayer that's very popular again in 12-step circles, and it says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that really ties together everything we've talked about in this episode. There's stuff you can't change, like your boss being a weirdo, so we need some acceptance about that. There's stuff you can change, finding a new job, doing a good job for the days that remain where you're at. And then we need, again, wisdom to know which one of those things is which and apply ourselves to those things that we can do something about that will lead to a better, brighter future for us. And then the confidence knowing that people have our back on that journey and that God has our back on that journey. And we certainly do here at The Bridge Loud.
Amen.
We absolutely do. We'll be back with you next week on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
To be with you by your side.